Do we have Lucy with us? Okay, yes. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you. We are trying to get Jeffrey's sitcom, but we have Lucy Arnaz with us. And Lucy's here, of course, and she's an actress and singer in her own right, but she's here to raise awareness for Doors of Change, an organization that helps homeless youth. Lucy, welcome to the show. We have so much homeless here out in the Bay Area, and it's heartbreaking to think that there are kids involved.
It sure is. It's something that's very, very, very close to my heart. I live in Palm Springs, California, and it's very beautiful, you know, climate here, and year round people flock to the desert, but there have been more and more people of youth people in their teens and early 20s that are seem to be living solely on the street, and they're not all drug addicts. They're homeless. They have things gone wrong, and they've been kicked out maybe of their family for various reasons, and for whatever, you can't get into that. You just have to think, this isn't right. These kids need a better shot at that. And my own kids, when they were, they're in their 40s now, but when they were teens, they went through some stuff where, you know, parents had to be like, if you keep behaving like that, you can't come in, you know, and they had to live on the street for a little while before they figured out that's not what we do. So it's a huge, big problem, and I can sympathize from all angles, from the kids' point of view, from parents who've lost their children to the street, and I don't understand why it keeps getting worse. I don't understand why, as a country, we allow this to happen.
Lucy, this is Jan Wall.
Hi, Jan.
Hi, sweetheart. So what did you decide to do concretely to make a mark on this terrible thing?
Well, I was just fortunate enough that a good friend of mine, Harlan Bowl, who is a publicist.
Good friend of mine, too,
He called me up and he said, you know, I'm doing this thing for this group, pro bono, because I really believe in it, and you've mentioned to me a couple of times that, you know, you would give your name to the right kind of a charitable thing if it moved you, and I don't know if you feel so inclined toward homeless youth, but I think they're doing a great job. And I looked into it, and I really did. I agreed with him. And also, it helps because I trust him, right? There's a lot of wonderful organizations out there that are doing great work, but unless you know them personally, or you know somebody who does, who says, no, this money actually goes to this, and you don't have to think about corruption in this particular case or any of that. And I'm one of those people who, I think globally, but I like to work locally. And I prefer to work with smaller groups contained in an area, and that they're doing that well. Even if they're working with way less money, their focus is more contained, and so I think they have a better shot. So I thought it was a good match just for me to lend my voice to this and show up when needed, do what I can to help Jeffrey and Doors of Change be noticed, be recognized, and be acknowledged that they're there. For people to donate money to him and keep him going, and also for the homeless youth to understand that they have some place to go. They have an alternative other than the street.
And we have Jeffrey Sitkoff with us. He's president and founder of Doors of Change. And Jeffrey, how did your organization get off the ground?
Well, we've been helping homeless kids get off the streets since 2001. And I just saw there was a huge need. I went on outreach one night to see how they get homeless kids off the streets, how they find them, how they build trust with them, and that experience really completely blew my mind. And that we've been doing this now 21 years, and we've helped over 23,000 youth that are homeless get resources. We've actually placed over 2,400 youth in a safe housing.
Wow, that's fantastic. And when Lucy came to you, what was your response and reaction?
Well, number one, I was just so happy to see, you know, a very well-known person that had a huge heart and that wanted to make a difference. And, you know, I just feel so great because, you know, when people, it has to do with trust. When they hear Lucy speak and she is, you know, is passionate about the homeless youth issue, but also about Doors of Change because she's seen the results. It's great because it opens people up to say, listen, I'm open to listening to this. You know, what can I do to help? Because the more people we can educate about the homeless youth issue, they had no idea there's 3.5 million youth in America that are homeless today.
3.5 million. Can you believe that? And I remember when I was first looking into this, it was like 1.5. Mm. And it's doubled, more than doubled over the last couple of years. So that's crazy.
And when you
but
say
I,
you,
I also want to say that one of the things that attracted me to Doors of Change, and it has changed a little bit because of COVID, but not significantly, is that they addressed the homeless issue by getting in touch with these kids on the street and offering them an opportunity to get into small groups that were about music and art. And I really think that those are the ways we pull kids out of despair and out of a lot of emotional trauma with music, with art programs, in which I'm always trying to encourage school systems, you know, to not cut the budgets of art programs and things in schools, because I came from that, and I really know that it's a huge, huge positive thing for a child to be able to express themselves through music, through painting, through dance, through poetry. And they were trying to get to these kids to, you know, have kids trust them and say, oh, look, they're giving me this and teaching me this. That's the way to do it. And so that connected my whole theatrical, musical, artistic side with the side that wants to find housing and get these kids off the street.
You know, people who don't know you, Lucy, I mean, you are Desi Arnaz and Lucille Ball's daughter, and I've seen your one-woman show. I was on a cruise with you. I laid by the pool with you. And you have such a way of connecting and telling stories. It's just wonderful that you are part of this and able maybe to get out there. And are you pounding the pavement? Are you talking to these kids?
I wish I could, but by the time I got involved with Jeffrey, I was scheduled for a total knee replacement surgery.
Oh, boy.
I hurt my right knee, and I had to cancel 8 concerts and then schedule this surgery. So I'm in rehab for my knee right now. So once I'm up and my usual self, then he can utilize me any way he wants.
I think a lot of times, too, Jeffrey, we don't see the kids. They're almost hiding. I remember when the Raiders drafted Josh Jacobs out of Alabama. He's a star running back. And when he was in high school, his whole family lived in a car. He would go to school and come home to a car every day. Sometimes we really have to, like, go out and root these kids out, don't we?
You know, and they look like normal kids. You cannot tell they're homeless unless you're really skilled. You know, you're skilled, trained in this. And when we find youth, we go up to them and say, you know, if you know of anybody that might be homeless between the age of, 17 and 25, we'd love to help them. And they say, that's me. But, you know, you never say, are you homeless? You say, do you know anybody that might be homeless? We'd love to help them. And so it's all about building trust. And, by the way, most of these kids are not homeless because they want to be homeless. They're homeless because they come from such abusive families. Their parents are drug addicts, alcoholics. LGBTQ makes up almost 50%. Nationally, it's over 40% of the youth that are on the streets because they get kicked out because they're gay.
Right. Yeah. I was just at an event for that 2 nights ago. There's a lot of organizations who are directly doing the LGBTQ, this idea that they are kicked out because they're gay. Oh, boy. And they end up on the streets, as you said.
By the way, I'll just throw this in. Lucy, we're just interested in your thoughts on Being the Ricardos. Did you like that film?
I did. I thought it was a beautifully made film. Really, I cried at the end of it. I mean, it's a very well-made motion picture.
You know, I don't think people understand what your father did. I mean, your mother was huge, and we all know that, but your father, I have such a super part in my heart for him and my soul, because he was so brilliant.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because I was telling Jeffrey, if my dad were still alive, he'd be the one that would want to jump on board here and help Doors of Change, because he lived in Del Mar, California, which is sort of right in between San Diego County, where they do a lot of their work, and Cardiff, you know, where the offices are and stuff. And he always cared about the youth and had programs, that he was always involved in programs for young people. And so, yeah, I mean, I do this in his memory a lot.
And for you, when you were on Here's Lucy with your brother, I mean, you were on TV as well. What was that like for you, not just with your parents in the spotlight, but you as well?
What was it like, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, it was a wonderful learning experience for me. I mean, I learned a lot working with the best there is. on a weekly show like that, and it just taught me to give back, you know, when I can. I got very lucky. I was very lucky as a kid. We had a lot of trauma, and there was divorce and alcoholism, and, you know, it wasn't a walk in the park the whole entire time, but I look at it through enormous gratitude that I had a healthy family, really, all things considered, even with that. I had a fairly healthy family and a healthy childhood, and I wish I could say the same for the people I see around right now. You know, I want to help them. I wish I could give them a piece of what I had.
Using your fame, whatever it is, your name, your fame, your talent, for good is so important. I'm reading a book right now about poor Anthony Bourdain and how fame killed him. I mean, he was really the wrong guy to get success, you know? And, you know, if you can find something bigger than yourself, I believe this, maybe you both think I'm crazy, but if you can find something bigger than yourself, I think it saves you in a way.
Yes. Before we let you go, tell us how we can be a part of this and how we can help.
Well, if you're touched by this, and, you know, because these kids, once they get trust in you, they want to get help. We've got kids that have graduated college, one that's finishing law school next semester. You know, these kids want to have a good life. And once they trust you, they want to get the help. And if you want to help us, go to doorsofchange.org, and you can join our angel team for only $11 a month. And most people can afford $11 a month or more. You can be on our angel team, and you'll get monthly payments taken out. And if we have 1,000 people giving that, that's a lot of money we can do to help more kids, because of COVID, we're busier than we've ever been before. And so we need the help. We need the finances to be able to hire the case managers and the people that are helping them get the skills they need to get off the streets.
There it is. Once again, doorsofchange.org with Jeffrey Sitkoff and Lucy Arnaz. Thank you so much.
Thank you both.
Oh, it was
so
a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for asking about this wonderful organization.
Right. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
No, it was our pleasure.